This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, August 7th. Okay, I was on Fox Business News on the jobs panel when the payroll report broke, and before it happened, I said I wanted a bad report so it would knock rates down and take pressure off the Fed to raise rates. Well, that's exactly what we got, a decline of 23,000 jobs. But May and June were revised down by 103,000. So this is a very confusing payroll report. So let me just clarify what's going on. The government jobs fell by 53,000 in July. A lot of that seems to be tied to the school year. There were 40,000 leisure and hospitality jobs that disappeared. That also happened in the ADP report. That seems to be related to the World Cup, that we don't have to serve them beer and stuff now, or whatever the hospitality industry was doing. And that seems to be the bulk of it. You know, construction jobs are growing strong. Manufacturing jobs are growing. So there were a lot of good details in the report. One of the best details is that average hourly earnings was only up a tenth of a percent, only 2 cents. So that's good. So that means there's not a lot of wage inflation. So we're going to get a CPI report next week. It should be good, okay? I realize oil prices are bouncing all over the place with the Strait of Hormuz confusion, but clearly Oman and Iran are working on a deal to get traffic going through the Strait. And if we get some good inflation news next week, CPI and PPI, that's going to take further pressure off the Fed to raise rates. So between today's payroll report, next week's inflation reports, you know, market rates should be meandering lower. Market rates have been bouncing around. You know, Scott Bessent intervened to shore up the Japanese yen. You know, they were at a 40-year low against the U.S. dollar. You know, he actually sold euros to do that. I think the European Central Bank wasn't too happy with us, but that's all right. So it's just fascinating to watch all the maneuvers that are going on. But the biggest news, folks, is 2 weeks ago, FactSet had the S&P 500 earnings at 37.9%. This week it was 47.4%. But after Palantir's blowout results and other strong earnings from the memory companies and things, it looks like earnings are going to be up over 50% this quarter for the S&P. That's not my stocks. That's for the whole market. So to say the earnings environment is stunning is an understatement. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes stocks come out great earnings, they drop. They'll bounce back the next day, you know. We have Sezzle, which beat on sales and earnings, but their sales guidance wasn't as strong as their current sales, so they hit the stock. Sezzle, S-E-Z-L, will bounce next week, okay? So let's not worry about all the gyrations. It's been a phenomenal earnings season. It's been a phenomenal recovery in the market. This is all happening in August, largely because the capitulation selling happened in July with that liquidation of that situational awareness. Hedge fund, the forced liquidation from the prime brokers that lent them the money. And then that hedge fund is now part of Citadel now. And so that distraction's over. We're still fighting the news from China that they're still going to beat us in AI, and that a lot of that's fake news and planted stories to prop up Chinese stocks. You know, there's a lot of leverage ETFs on for memory stocks in Korea, and the Koreans speculating in these leverage ETFs didn't help the memory stocks, but now they're rebounding here very impressively. So that's things like SanDisk, Micron Technology, etc. So otherwise, let's just grow and prosper. Let's not worry about things. You know, P ratios are continuing to come down. I would add that there's over 700 data centers in development. 7 have been canceled. You know, sometimes the reason the order backlogs are growing is there's a shortage of parts or components. That shortage is so acute that even Apple Computer had to say they might not be able to sell enough products because they can't get enough memory and other components to sell you good things. So I'm not worried about Apple. I'm hoping they're going to have a folding phone announced in September. If they do, I'll probably be adding Apple to my portfolio is just because that folding foam will be very coveted and be a hot seller, even if it's going to be restricted for a while. But Apple did sign a contract with Samsung Display a couple years ago for the folding phone. And of course, the technology's gotten better. So if it's good enough for Apple to launch, that's going to be a big deal. So I'm keeping my eye out for that. Otherwise, you know, as earnings season winds down, I fine-tune the portfolios a bit. So I sell some stocks into strength because they've gotten too volatile or the analysts' estimates aren't as strong as I want them to be. Everything we're selling is good, okay? They still have very good sales and earnings. You've also seen a pretty big rebound in gold, so that's good. I did trim some gold stocks, but I still have some core gold holdings. So it's been a stunning August so far, and the month I dread. So if this keeps up, it's going to be the best August in my lifetime. So hang on, everybody. Enjoy the ride. Every dip's a buying opportunity in this market, and enjoy. It's just stunning what's happening. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Nevelier.